This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Carrie Lutz. Today's 5/20/5/22, show number 394. Well, Nick, volatility is where it's at, isn't it?
Volatility is where it's at, and it remains intact very, very much so to this very day. I mean, 2022 has been one heck of a volatile year. We see these markets with gap downs and then rallies and then gap downs again. I mean, it's all over the map. Nearly every trading day is a roller coaster ride. Traders, investors have to be very, very nimble at this stage of the game. But today, markets are getting a bid, at least for now, and we'll see if they can hold up into the close. It's always a big if.
Yeah, well, you always say it's not where they open, it's where they close.
That's right. It's not how they open, it's how they finish. And when you're watching these markets right now, you just got to take them on almost a minute-by-minute basis if you're a day trader. If you're a swing trader or a position trader, meaning longer term, you really have to just take it on a day-by-day basis. But the volatility still remains elevated, and these markets are all over the map on a constant basis.
All right, so FOMC minutes are going to be released. What do you think they're going to say?
So, you know, everybody thinks that this is an exact transcript of the last Fed meeting, and it's not. Really what it is it's a brief outline or a bullet point of what the central bank wants to get across to you. So, again, I know right now the chatter out there on the street is that the Fed is going to begin slowing down when it comes to interest rate hikes. Right now they've been talking really, really tough. They haven't really raised all that much. They only did a 50 basis point hike the last meeting. But everybody's thinking that they're going to go and pause shortly. And, you know, that will give the markets a big facelift and help stocks come off of these levels. So I beg to differ. I think these guys are way behind the curve. I think even with the recent shutdown in China, that also causes more supply demand disruptions. And that keeps inflation, you know, artificially high as well. So these guys also have to start doing what we call quantitative tightening. The acronym there is QT. It's long overdue. These guys have a $9 trillion balance sheet. So, you know, enjoy any rally that we get. And then, you know, I think these rallies will fade afterwards.
Hey, don't forget, Nick, the Fed originally, their function was to basically be a lender of last resort to the largest banks in the nation, the JP Morgans, et cetera. Then it became congressionally full employment and keep prices steady. But over the since the Great Recession, 08 and 09, they took on an additional function, which they seem to be failing at now, which is always keep the markets going higher.
That's right. And you're 100% correct. You see how these new mandates continue and the Fed becomes more and more powerful. Reality of it is if the Federal Reserve was eliminated, all you'd have to do is push the Fed funds rate to the 2-year Treasury note yield. And if you did that, you wouldn't even need a Federal Reserve. But, you know, somebody out there in brilliant Washington wants this, and they've wanted it for 100 years. And, you know, that's why we get these roller coaster markets that we have today.
Yeah, somebody out there in Klaus Schwab land, right?
I didn't say that.
Okay. So final trading week, and it's a holiday weekend. So normally we see declining volume, but the past couple of holidays, and refresh my recollection because I don't remember which, we saw like massive volume, huge sell-offs, and it was insane.
That's right. No, you're 100% correct. And I think that is still the case going forward right now. I would not take anything for granted in this environment. These markets, while I'm looking for a bounce and I'm hoping for one because they're so oversold and you have such bearish sentiment out there, you cannot take it as gospel that these markets are just going to continue to go higher. It's been very, very volatile. And the last few holidays that we have had, the markets did sell off.
Right. I mean, big sell-offs on a holiday. We commented on it at the time, saying, wow, this is really unusual because usually the A traders go away early. So today's Wednesday. The A traders are not going to be in tomorrow and Friday. And the B team is there and the C team. And generally, they, you know, their job is just to not rock the boat, right?
That's right. The JV squad is at the helm, and that is their job, to keep things steady and don't cause too much commotion, keep the volume trends light. Yesterday, I started to see a little bit lighter volume trend, even on Monday, obviously. Today, it's very, very light. So that seems to be the case, at least right now. And, you know, again, don't take anything for granted, because you just never know what we're going to be dealing with. These environments are very, very volatile and hostile. So I would definitely err on the side of caution. And what I've been telling, you know, my members is we're not going to get heavily positioned right now. We need more clarity in the market. And there's a time when you just have to sit back and say, all right, we're just going to let these markets play themselves out a little bit and let them give us a little bit more information. You don't always have to be fully invested. Cash is a good thing to have on the sidelines, because you'll get some opportunities as better patterns unfold.
All right. So I want to do a hat tip here, pat ourselves on the back. You know, back in January, early February, we called Nat Gas. It was just breaking $4 per MCF, and now it's getting close to 10, probably on its way to 15. You know, nobody else out there was calling it back then, Nick.
Nah, nobody was talking about it, and we were really just looking at the chart at that time and saying, hey, you know, Nat Gas has higher lows. And then when you look at the backdrop that's in place, you know, with everything going on geopolitically, Nat Gas can continue higher. And if you just look at a chart of Nat Gas today, it has exceeded the high that was just made recently on May 6th. And that high was around $8.99. Now we're at $9.20. So Nat Gas just continues to be in a power surge. You know, if you get more backing and filling, a little consolidation here, this probably makes a run for the $10 mark, which is going to be a 618 retrace, believe it or not, if you go all the way back to the high that was made in 2005, that was December of 2005. So quite a move for Nat Gas, and it's still a powerhouse right now in a strong, strong uptrend.
And I believe the reason that it made those highs in 2005, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I am, we had a couple of hurricanes that hit the Gulf of Mexico and shut down Nat Gas production. And that caused a temporary disruption of prices, and they shot up then.
Yes, that is true. And remember also, oil prices at that time were really on the move as well. And the two, you know, traded a little bit more in tandem than they did, you know, after the 2008-2009 collapse. So Nat Gas was much, much stronger back then. But, you know, the move in Nat Gas is very, very strong right now. And a lot of people don't realize when these commodities start to take off and break out, they can go a lot higher than most people ever imagine. And that is one reason why I have not played Nat Gas on the short side, because the fundamental backdrop is in play. You have this war going on in Russia and Ukraine. People do not understand that Russia is a major supplier of Nat Gas to all places in Europe. And, you know, this commodity right now is chart-wise is very, very strong.
Agreed. And, hey, who knows how high it can go. The ratio in terms of price between oil and Nat Gas in terms of BTUs, oil should trade at 6-1. So right now, oil's over 100. Nat Gas gets to $17, you know, then they're in parity per BTU.
Yeah. Well, right now oil's, you know, basically at 111. So, you know, you're looking at over $18 for Nat Gas if you do that ratio. So that's still a lot of upside from the current 922 that we're at today.
Yeah. And most of you probably not aware, Nat Gas is the primary feedstock for fertilizer. So it, and in Europe, the price of Nat Gas in Turkey, it's $18. In Bulgaria, it's $22. It's gone as high as $28. I mean, the prices are just off the charts in Europe. They're relatively cheap and stable here in the U.S., but we're doing tremendous LNG gas exports. I talked to, finally found a oil, nat gas expert yesterday who explained that every well that was shut in, that were basically drilled but not producing, is now producing. And with the current policies towards so-called fossil fuels, there is not replacement production on the way. We're heading towards an energy nightmare here, Nick.
Oh, well, we could see that on the charts. I mean, the charts are telling you that. I mean, even oil, where everybody is talking about, you know, doing all of these, restricting Russian oil and shutting down oil. Oil prices not really backed off that much. In fact, when we made the high in March, it came down pretty sharply, but it went above $130 a barrel. Nat gas is making new highs right now, where oil is still around $111 a barrel. So you could just see how nat gas is now taking leadership here. And the fuel shortage problem is still very much well alive. It doesn't seem like it's going to go away anytime soon.
Yeah, and the irony is there's plenty of energy to go around. All we need is the will to produce it and proper leadership. But we'll save that for another day. So gold, let's go on to gold. Gold's having a pullback today, but it's had a pretty decent bounce.
Yeah, gold has had a great run. You know, a couple of weeks back, I had told the members that it would get down to 1785. That was exactly what it went to on gold futures. And it's had a great bounce. Right now, it sits at around 1850, pulling back a little bit today, down about 16 points. But that's not unusual. That's just natural ebb and flow. So no real problems with gold right now. I don't see a problem with it yet. And, you know, if it consolidates a little bit, it might even make a bit of a move higher.
All right. And erstwhile cryptocurrency Bitcoin, it's just under 30,000 now.
Yeah, Bitcoin's just under 30,000, but it's positive today. And again, it just continues to flirt with that 30,000 level. If it gets above there, I think Bitcoin can stage what I call an ABC up pattern or zigzag move up. But remember, the bigger time frame, the trend is down. That's really what you have to focus on. But if you're a nimble trader, I think Bitcoin's living to fight another day and still has a little bit of potential short-term upside here.
Hey, and I just want to point out that we talked about the double top back in October. And, man, you look at that chart and that double top really told the story.
Yeah, it was actually a higher high double top, which is what is a baiting trick, right? It gets people to believe that there's a breakout taking place. And, you know, in all fairness, it never even got to 70,000. At that time, people were looking for Bitcoin to go above 100,000, right? There was a big Dubai conference and everybody was all giddy and excited. And, you know, here we are now with Bitcoin under 30,000. And I believe, you know, after in due time, I think Bitcoin will even go much, much lower. But, you know, again, this is why you want to use charts. This is why you have to learn how to navigate and use charts. If you don't do that, you know, you really don't have any chance at anything in this business.
And it's been quite a while before Bitcoin was, it's been a few weeks since it was over 40,000.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The last time Bitcoin was above 40,000, you have to go back, wow, you have to go back to April 22nd. And that was just barely above 40,000 on Bitcoin futures. So, you know, that was the last time it even did a little peekaboo move above 40,000. And, you know, here we are now at 29,600. And again, like I said, the trend is down. It's a strong downtrend. Big money has been selling Bitcoin, and you know that via the commercial reports. So I think at the moment, Bitcoin had a good little bounce when it did get down to that 27,000 level, which I told everybody here it would do. And I even told my members that would happen. And now we've bounced back above there. So, you know, you could get that little zigzag up move. But overall, you know, there's lots of resistance in play, and you know, the bigger time frame, the trend is down, and you got to respect that.
All right, we'll leave it at that, and make sure you go over to Nick's site in themoneystocks.com, find out how he's beaten the averages for decades. You'll also be able to see how he was able to call the nat gas price back earlier in the year The Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Kerry Lutz. And send your emails to kl@kerrylutz.com. Nick, well, I don't know if we're going to make this Friday, but have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Have a great holiday, Kerry. Thank you.